Hello?
Hello, is it Jack?
Yes.
Hey, Jack, this is Charlie over here at Local Slush. We spoke yesterday about helping you with the first page placements of Google.
Okay. Yeah, you have a few minutes.
Okay.
Oh, this is, wait a second. Let me grab my phone number, my paper, because I got a bunch of calls for the same proposition. Charlie, right?
Yes, sir, that's me.
Okay, that's you. Okay.
I think you were at the doctor's office or going to the doctor's office yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. I know that you wanted to get help with the South Coast Shingle Savers, and you wanted to know the pricing structure for it as well as what we talked about. Our pricing structure is set at a flat rate of just $249 month to month. That is with the new in business credits that I established for you from you talking to Mary yesterday. So typically something like this usually costs around $599 a month. But for you, we were able to give you that pricing reduction there. So that way we can get your foot in the door and start getting that South Coast Shingle Savers up and running, on that first page placements of Google.
Okay. How long can that take you guys?
So any Google Channel partner will take 30 to 45 days to get you on the first page of Google for all the services that you provide. If you already have, which I think you do, a Google Business profile, it can be faster. It just depends on the service area and the services itself. So we don't like to overpromise. I like to underpromise and overdeliver for you. I've seen it done within 15 to 20 days. But again, 30 to 45 days is going to be what I'm going to set on, because if we over deliver at that point, you can kind of give us a pat on the back. With that as well, we kind of talked yesterday. It does come with a Facebook retargeting campaign. So now anytime somebody is searching for a service that you provide on Google, we do retarget them on Facebook. Now we allocate $100 from the $249 to your Facebook retargeting campaigns. You do not have to pay extra. That is included at that flat rate. So that way that never fluctuates for you, okay? Okay. Now that's able to target specific cities, zip codes, where you would like to find work in. So if you want to do higher end areas, like higher end homes and everything like that, we can definitely make that happen so those people can just click to call you directly.
Well, you see, I don't even know, honestly, what is working in my area. Have you ever worked with someone from Massachusetts?
Yes, we actually work with companies all across the United States.
Well, you know, let me tell you quick, because, you know, I started my business, let's say, in the middle of April. That was a desperate decision, but I decided to be an owner, not the consumer. So, I did it.
Okay.
And I invested in whatever the local people said, okay, because I, you know, every area is different. Florida is different. California is different.
Right.
New York City is different. So I invested few thousands of dollars in a radio advertise.
Okay.
Probably the person who persuaded me to do so probably was in the wrong area, because I have zero lead from radio. So it's been like six maybe weeks already, and still nothing, completely nothing. So
on the radio
commercial? Yes, on the radio commercial.
Oh man, yeah.
Well, that's a long story, but yeah, my friend told me, hey, my friend has a talk show every day, three times a week on the radio, and she's located near Boston, so you're gonna broadcast anywhere from, you know, from Boston to New Hampshire and down to Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And like, and I spoke with her, and she said, oh yeah, we have lots of companies, they call us, they want us, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, so, you know, let's make this happen, okay? Do that commercial and let's do it. If it's going to work, it's going to work. So literally I pay like, $5,000 for being on the radio show, and it's zero. It's nothing.
Zero.
Like literally zero.
So, it's tough.
So Maybe
can I ask you a question really quick before you go on?
Yes, of course. Okay. Of course you can.
Let me ask you a question really quick. Do you listen to the radio?
I don't. And I don't even probably pick up this frequency in my town.
Okay.
But
just question as well too. When do people usually listen to the radio? When they're in their car, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When they're in their car, there's no way, and it's very dangerous, right? If at that point they hear your advertisement and they're like, oh, let me pick up my phone and let me call them, right? Yeah. So there's no way for you to retarget that person. There's no way for you to get more in contact with that person. You don't even know if they turned down the radios when the music was not playing, right? Yeah. There's very hard trackability there to find out if that customer even heard what you're doing.
Yeah.
Where Google happens is this is where 90% of the searches online start and stop on that first page placements of Google. Your phone comes with Google. Your computer comes with Google, whether you have an iPhone or you have an Android. It just pops up. That's where people are searching. At the end of the day, we can still find out who searched for your services, and then we can say, oh, this person searched for your services. We can retarget them on Facebook. So now you're actually in a more targeted area because those people are actively looking for you, and then you're actively putting South Coast Shingle Savers on there. Now, I understand you do roofing and you do pressure washing as well, but that's really where the magic happens. We've gone to such a digital world here that everybody is on their phone, even when they're driving. It's like when somebody buys an advertisement on a commercial. I'll be honest, when my show is done and there's a commercial on the TV, I'm going to the refrigerator to get a snack. I'm going to the bathroom. You don't know if that person even saw it, but you ran a very expensive commercial. It looks good, but who saw it?
Well,
this is all trackable for you.
Yeah, so now let me tell you my story, and let me tell you the story of my friends, because, you know, this is Massachusetts, and people in here think a little bit different.
Okay.
So, yes, 2 years ago, I decided to go solar, okay?
Okay.
What do you think the first choice of mine was to Google for a solar company? I went to Google.
Okay.
Once there's no way I can contact with the company. I mean, maybe there is a way I can contact directly to the company. But first, if you're looking for solar, you need to fill some application. You need to put your phone number, your email, your address, everything, your first and last name. And then after that, you have millions of calls from all companies around you. So when you go to Google and when you type solar companies, there's a bunch of companies that might be shitty company, honestly, because trust me, I bought the solar system, and I spoke with five different shitty companies that they're at the top of the Google, okay? They were literally at the top, not the first one, but probably the second and third and fourth. I just called them. I said, hey, they give me an estimate. I want to know what I'm dealing with. So even one of the representatives came over and had a drink of tequila with me. I was like, if someone is coming over to give me a business, to do business with me, and he's drinking tequila with me, shots of tequila with me, that's not a good sign, right? But anyway, that was the representative of the company that was on the top of the Google.
Okay.
So I called five companies from Google, and they all were shitty, but they were at the top. You know how I call? I was driving my car around my area where I live, and I've heard many times Isaacson Solar, and they're joking around. It's like, hey, you know what? I got this, I got this, I got that, and I finally, you know, I was fed up with bills because I want to buy a hot tub, and then what? And then I bought a solar panel from Isaacson Solar, local company, blah, 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 blah. And I heard it so many times that I spoke, I finally said, I'm going to call them. Why not? They're local. They're right next to me, like next town next to me. Why am I searching on Google for companies from California or like Solar City around the states if I have solar company right next to me? And you know what? And I was right. And I called them, and they gave me the best price. Those companies from the top of the Google, they were even close towards the local company for my area or searching for. But I'm not talking about this is different service. Okay, I'm talking about solar and you're talking about pressure washing. So it's kind of different service to rank and to do. Because if someone is looking for a pressure washing company, they will not go on Facebook, scroll for reels and say, who is going to wash my house today? Okay, they really want to wash my house today. So they were looking on Yelp and Google, and you're right.
Right.
This is different service. It's not solar. It's just simply pressure washing. It's not $30,000 investment. It's $200 or $300 investment. So I know that they're gonna call from the Google, and I totally understand. But this is why I invested in also radio, because I know that radio for me and my friends worked before.
Oh,
like
okay.
I've chosen my solar system thanks to radio commercial. I've chosen different radio stations just because that was next to me was probably very expensive, too expensive, and I never asked them how much they're gonna charge me, just because that person who I was talking to from different commercial, from Boston, said, oh, they call me, they want me to work for them, but I declined, and I don't want to work for this radio. I was like, oh, wow, so she must be really, really, you know, famous person probably, right?
Sure.
So I signed up this in the middle of May. It's been like five, probably weeks.
Okay.
And I've never heard that commercial on there because I don't pick up the frequency in my house.
Right.
But one day I will just go and maybe listen to this. Well, but this is how radio works for me, and this is why I've invested five grand into this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believed that it's gonna work.
Right.
But now I know it's not, and now I know that Google will work for me probably, since Facebook doesn't work, since I even hired the one guy from Florida. He owned an marketing agency in West Palm Beach. And I Googled that guy, and he's on Facebook, and he's showing what he's doing. She's got lots of followers. I said, why I know? Sam, I'll give you a shot, okay? He said, I'm going to run your campaign for 7 days, for 50 days, $50 a day, and if I don't give you any leads, I'll get my money back. You get your money back. And you know what? And he just returned my money back. So I don't know what the heck is going on with Massachusetts. Or do they work? Do those commercials or advertisement work? Like, I have no clue. Like, literally, I got three calls from Yelp.
Uh-huh.
And I've done three jobs from Yelp and four jobs by just referrals.
Nice.
And that's it.
Right. So you're populating in your local area, because with Yelp, like, it's basically in your local area. And that's where the Google would work as well, is populating you in the local area. Where you found your solar company, in your local area, right? It's hometown, it's homegrown. We're not going to be populating you into areas where you're going to have to drive out, you know, 100 miles just to get a pressure washing. That's not going to be convenient for you, and it's going to be very cost effective at that point, right? You're not going to be able to make money. So, and you're right. People don't go to Facebook to say, hey, I'm looking for a pressure washer. But what happens is this. When somebody is looking on Google for a pressure washing company, for example, and they get busy with life, they're cooking, they have to go do something, they said, oh, I'll come back to it, and they forget. We just retarget those people. So then they're like, oh, that's right. I wanted to get my back patio pressure washed because I have that stuff coming up. I wanted to get my, you know, my front yard, my house. And then they just click to call you directly. It's not to say all your business is going to come from that retargeting campaign. It's just to prove, to provide there that like, hey, we're still here. You wanted to do this. Our customers see like around 10 to 15% coming from those retargeting campaigns because it is a specific person that has already searched your services. Now we're placing you in front of them at that point in your local area. So now they can just click to call you directly from either platform. And that's how that service works. It's just a paired service. That's where you're going to get the most benefit for basically the faster, right? So for us, it only takes 7 to 14 days to get you on the Facebook retargeting campaigns. The Google takes a little bit of time. That's why we run those. So that way we can start to get you customers now instead of waiting for Google to place you on that first page of, on the first page, because it takes a little bit of time. I don't like to mislead clients because most people just want to be there fast. So that's why we pair those for you.
Well, you see, that's the goal. That's why someone told me, target with Yelp, target with, Facebook, leave the Google alone for now. And I was like, oh, well, I don't know why should I leave the Google alone. I have my Google, because what?
You already have your Google listing, right?
I have my Google my Google listing, my Google business profile, right? And I got 10 reviews, and I got 5 out of 10 reviews.
Right.
This is all my customers, and they're my friends, my customers, my neighbors, my people I wash the house are like, wow, amazing stuff. So I do have it, and it's like, if Facebook doesn't work, maybe I should start some kind of campaign. So what do you think? Should I also start a campaign myself, like on a Google?
Because I don't think you should do the campaign through Google. I mean, just getting you populating in your local area is going to be effective, and it's not going to cost you a lot of money. Like I said, for us, it only costs $249 on a month-to-month basis for you to get you in front of your customers. And we can target specific cities and zip codes. If you're going to run a Google campaign, that's a cost per click, and it could be very expensive at the end of the day. And I mean, that's up to you if you want to run that. But I always recommend our clients here is to start small, right? You spent $5,000 into radio ads. I always say start small, work your way up. That's what I always say, because we want to get you that consistent flow of customers. Once you start getting those consistent flow of customers from Google and the Facebook retargeting campaigns, then we're like, hey, Jack, this is working really well. Let's up it a little bit and let's go into the Facebook the Google campaigns at that point, because now you can take that on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just me coming from this industry and working in here for a long time. We've been in business here for 19 years, and we deal with customers like just like you with their listings. They want to take on the world, but you want to make sure that this is something that works for you at first. So not to break bank right away, but then we can start to get you that consistent flow.
Yeah. Hey, I already broke the bank, okay? I already. Well, you don't know what, if I told you my story, you'll be like, wow, okay, so that guy needs some help. Like, literally needs some help, you know?
That's what I'm talking injured. To help you.
Well, can you, one more thing, can you run the company?
Yeah, it's Local Splash.
Local Splash, there you go.
Yeah, Local Splash. So, and if you look us up on Google, we have...
I did already.
4.2 out of, I think, 900 and over 950 reviews on Google.
Well, so, you know, my story is like, have I told you this or I haven't told you this? Because, you know, there's a bunch of guys that are literally trying to get me now. I was like, well, I wish I could work with you right now. But if I told you that, you know, I was injured on the, long story short, I was injured and I couldn't go back to my previous job because I was to be a commercial fisherman. I was working on a fishing boat.
Okay.
And I had a disc herniation. I went to the bank. Listen to that story, because this is what when I stopped believing in this country just a little bit, okay? I went to the bank. I have an account with, and I said, I had a problem. I am a commercial fisherman. Okay. I always had on my balance was always over $150,000. Over. Mm-hmm. Always. Since I remember, I always was a platinum member. I got everything was for free. Everything was nice and smooth, blah, blah, blah. Well, 2022, I got a disc herniation. I was not on the boat. That was on the job I was doing aside for my friend. And, I didn't know it's going to take a month to recover. I didn't go after his insurance because I didn't want to, you know, different things. You know, he gave me some kind of job aside, you know, that's long story who actually did it, but I finished working. I was carrying pretty heavy stuff. I came back home and next day I didn't feel well. And then I felt like my foot is numb. I was like, oh shit, I had a disc herniation, blah, blah. Long story short, I went to my bank and said, hey, I have a disc herniation. I won't be able to walk for the next month, and I can't tell you how many months because I don't know. So what options can I have just in case I want to protect myself if I won't be able to go back to work? And I say, you know, yeah, you can have this credit card, it's going to be 22 months, interest-free, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, I also own a house, which is almost $1 million house, and I have over $600,000 equity in this house. And I said, yeah, of course, you can take the home equity line of credit or whatever it is, right? I was like so happy to hear this, but no one actually told me that to do so, I need to be employed. Mm. I can't be unemployed not working without any income. And this is what I was doing for let's say 15 months. I couldn't work. I didn't work. I had no income. I was living on my savings. I couldn't go back to work just because of my back. I couldn't go back to different work because every work requires carrying heavy stuff, lifting up to 60 pounds, which I couldn't do. So, well, I went to the bank and I said, okay, I need my home equity line of credit or whatever it's called, whatever, I don't remember what they told me about. And they said, oh, you can't because it didn't work. I'm like, well, I think I told you that last year that I can't work. That's why you offered me all those credit cards. And, you know, long story short, it's some kind of misunderstanding. I don't know what will happen. We can't give you any home equity. So because I was also using my credit cards, they kind of maxed out, okay, I can't take a personal loan.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do anything. I got my hands tight right now, so tight, that I don't know if I will be able to pay a mortgage this month, let's say. I still do have probably around maybe $2,500 on one of my credit cards I can still use, and I'm going to use it since I've invested over $20,000 to become a roof rejuvenator in my area dealer, because this is how it cost me to invest in my future. So I said, okay, screw it. I'm going to be not only soft washing, I will be doing roof rejuvenation just because I saw the future. Mm-hmm. And they told me, you know, just do something else. Just try to do some pressure washing, fire washing, something like that. So I opened at the same time two companies. I mean, open one company that I do two services. So now, and I also drive Uber just because I don't know, and I don't have leads. I don't have any customers, okay? So I literally drive Uber. Like, I'm crazy about right now what's going to happen tomorrow. So I really need someone who will not take my money and leave me alone, that who will literally give me some leads. If I have 2-3 jobs a week, that would be amazing. I'm talking about the pressure washing, because this is also, you know, it's profitable, you know. The bleach is not really expensive. It is pretty expensive. It's $5 per gallon, but I can go to $4.50 if I can. It's still profitable. So I can make some money, but I need some leads, and I just literally stopped believing, because if Yelp didn't work, if Facebook didn't work, what the heck am I supposed to do? Radio doesn't work. All those thousands of dollars spent on this, and it's still nothing. So like, what is wrong in my area? Like literally, would you ask the same question yourself?
I would. I would. And I understand where you're coming from, because that's, you know, I actually, before I worked with this company, I actually did this for another company, and he moved towns and his business just shot to the ground. It was like, I don't know what it, nobody wants to buy here. Nobody wants to do anything. And before I came to this company, I actually did this on my own, and I actually helped him bring his business up. So I know it works. It has to work correctly. And that's why we set up everything correctly here. That's why we've been in business for 19 years. We make sure that everything, one, is set up correctly, and two, everything is trackable for you. So you're actually going to be able to see what we are doing on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis. Also, too, you have 100% customer service reps here to help you each and every day. If you want to add a service, if you want to take off, if you want to target a specific city, zip code, area. But we put in 100 hours of programming just in your Google Business profile alone in the first month to start to populate you for all the services that you provide, especially for pressure washing. I mean, if you're doing pressure washing, I know the cheapest rate is probably $200, $250. So if we can get you bigger jobs, or we can start to land you contracts where companies are contacting you for commercial work to do, you know, just the decks and stuff in their area, that's big money for you. That's going to be a retention that you're going to have for those, you know, commercial buildings that you can just do pressure washing for, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what we help you with. That's what we're going to provide you with, is helping you get in front of those people. So now you can establish yourself as that pressure washing company. And guess what? That's going to get your foot in the door to be like, hey, do you want me to do your roofs? Oh, do you know that, you know, now you can start to sell your roofs and it's only costing you to get your pressure washing job. So you're not having to pay for both. You see what I mean? You can start to do upsells there and you can start to get your foot in the door because you offer both platforms. Now we could also list you for pressure washing and roofing. And then people for roofing can start to contact you, and then you can start to, you know, build your name that way as well. You have up to 15 to 20 key phrases with us for all the services that you provide. And I know that's more than enough to get you into your area for both of the services that you do. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. So you see, I made that decision. I was literally talking yesterday to one guy who runs in my area. It's called Guide, Fall River Guide, New Bedford Guide, and Fair Haven Guide. They everywhere, on local news, on Facebook, on Instagram, TikTok, whatever they're gonna do. So they can put me in front of thousands of people many, many times a day. And I'm gonna go with them as well. Just because okay. I want to invest right now, even if I struggle with payments. I don't give a shit. I just can't go and drive Uber and don't spend any more money just because if I will not spend, I will not have. That's easy, right? So I need to invest even more. And now, right now, I just spoke with the lady like 2 hours ago about from a bank that will probably give me a line of credit from the TD Bank.
Oh, nice.
Because I do receive a mail from TD Bank. TD Bank, yes, Green TD Bank. And they said that this is number one bank for business. Well, let me read it. SBH is small business, small SBA lender. East Coast, 7 years in a row, first bank for small businesses. So okay. I'm hoping that she will call me, literally in a couple of hours, but I will not go with you anyways, okay? I'm not saying no, I'm saying yes. I want you guys to, do something, because I spoke with you're probably familiar with, the Fire Local. Have you heard about the Fire?
The Fire
Local. Fire Local.
I've never heard of them, no.
So this is another company that does something similar. I spoke with them a few months ago, but they were really expensive and they said me that I need to stick with them for like 3 months or 4 months to get some results. I was like, you know what, in 4 months.
It's gonna be tough.
I'll be after cardiac surgery, okay? I'm gonna have heart attack sooner or later, so you know, you know what I'm talking about, right?
You're gonna have bills to pay. So much,
you have no work and you have no job. So you know how come people can be, you know. And on the other hand, the guy from Massachusetts, when I called him to ask questions, his secretary said that they do appointments on September. I was like, wait a second, September? It's
That's
June.
A long time away.
It's almost July. So they have so many clients.
That's the thing though too, for like companies that aren't Google Channel partners, it takes them 3 to 6 months to get results. And that's why they want to lock you into a contract for 3 to 6 months, because they don't have that partnership to expedite that process.
Right. Surefire Local. Let me find them one more time. Surefire, I don't know how to pronounce this correctly, but it's sure. You can Google at the same time, SURE, surefirelocal.com. So I spoke with them, I don't even know how different are you from this company. Did you find them online already?
Surefire Local. Yes, I did. I found them.
Yeah. So how you guys are different?
Difference is they're going to lock you into a 3 to 6 month contract, and with us it's month to month pricing. And our results are in 30 to 45 days. We actually push for faster than that, but I mean, maximum results is in 30 to 45 days. So it's not to say you won't get a job, in the first month. It's just to say to get you published on the first page of Google, it just takes you 30 to 45 days. And that's why we pair that up with the Facebook retargeting campaign. It seems like with them, you're not going to get those results until 3 to 6 months, just from what you just said, if they're trying to lock you in a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you need something that's quick, not necessarily quick, like, you know, that, but if you need something that is going to get you up there in a timely manner, then that's how we're different.
Okay, pressurewashing.com, let me find it. But so when I go to Windows pressurewashing.com, there's two companies at the top of the list.
Okay.
Blue Line Exterior Cleaning, that's the one company. The other one is Sherlock Holmes Cleaning Services. And there is Time to Shine. What does that mean? Oh, the Google Guarantee. What does it mean, Google Guarantee?
Yeah, so they're paying per lead. So they have a budget where if a customer contacts them, they're actually paying every time a customer calls them. So what a Google Guarantee is, a prospect, right? Whereas on the local end, in the business, it's an unlimited call service. So that's why your pricing would just be set at a flat rate. But for this, you have to have a budget set for Google. So every time, I mean, it could range anywhere from probably $20-something to $80 a lead calling you. So that's what the Google Guaranteed is. It's basically guaranteeing the customer that you're a certified business through Google.
Wow, I'm surprised. When I just Google right now, yeah, there is sponsored window cleaners.move. There's a Blue Line Exterior, Sherlock Holmes, and then there's Time to Shine. And then when you have businesses on Dartmouth, it's Time to Shine on the first place, and I'm on the second place. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's surprising. That's surprising.
Nice.
Why am I on the second place? Why am I second place? Just give me a second.
So it generates it from basically your geo-tracking. So because you probably listed your house, it's giving you the closest pressure washer in your area. So it's giving you because you're like right on top of you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's what it is. That's what it is. That's why. But that's why, like, we'd be able to do the retargeting campaign and put you in specific cities and zip codes so that way you can start to get those jobs calling you directly as well.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how it works here, Jack, with us is once we do secure the listing, I do send everything over to you in email as well as your receipt for your business receipt. I do set up an onboarding call with you and my tech team. My tech team does reach out to you, and you will work with them hand in hand to make sure that you're getting the best results possible so that way you can get those calls coming to you. We want to make sure that you're programmed for that first page placements for all of the services that you provide. So we want to make sure that you're being found on that first page placements for that service. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now with this being an exclusive listing, we only work with one company per industry per area. So as we talked yesterday, I know we talked briefly, but with that Google partnership that we have, we cannot work with all the other companies who do what you do. Google only allows us to use one. Now, once we have that one, we do close out that category. So we do not work with any of your competitors. That's going to be a conflict of interest if we do. We can lose our partnership. So You will never share your position with anybody. At the same time, you won't share your customers because it's going to be a direct call service in to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you did mention that you wanted to go with us today. All I need to do is make sure I do have everything, all the business information correct here, and then I'm going to send it over to my tech team for you.
Yeah. But yeah, I will not go with you today. But let me call you, or you call me, after the conversation with the bank.
Oh, gotcha.
Because if they give me a line of credit, then I go with you all of 500%. If not, I still have, like I said, I still have like $2,500, so I can go with my credit card. I prefer to go with business cards because it's going to be a business expense. And, right. You know, but, so let's do this. If we can, you can email me, okay? You can email me all information. And I literally, excuse me?
What's your email?
Well, which one do you have? Do you even have one of those?
I don't have one on file for you.
I prefer use my business profile or my business email, which is still pretty long, and I'm gonna work on it sooner or later, which is South Coast, like my company, South Coast Shinglesavers @gmail.com.
Okay.
That's my email, and I prefer I'll separate my private life from my business life. That's why I'm giving you my business email. What do you think about my business profile? By the way, do you have some on the Google? Yes. Do you have some recommendations?
I think it looks good. It's just making sure that we can start to program it. So on the front end of it, it looks good. It's just making sure on the back end of it, everything is populating correctly. So that way we can program you to that first page placement. As of right now, I mean, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of, I mean, like 10 pages of just roofers, in just like your area alone. So we want to make sure that one, you can populate for the first page placements there, but also too, making sure those pressure washing. So beefing this up so when you do come up as a pressure washing company, people don't just think, oh, you're just a roofer. You know what I mean? Making sure that you're getting targeted for those pressure washing jobs as well. When somebody does look it up, they're like, ah, he does pressure washing too. Cool. We can call him and then we can get that service done as well. So that's why my tech team is really good at, and that's why we're going to be able to get you those results you're looking for.
Okay. This is what I was wondering. How do I look on Google? Because many times I went to Google and I'll go to Google as, let's say, the guest, right? I'm gonna just log in as a guest.
Right.
Let me do it quickly if I can. Let me do it quickly. Okay. And now I'm looking for a pressure washing. Let's say New Bedford. Because I wanna do a business. Okay, so there's two companies. And I'm Wedding City, Bill's Propane, New Bedford. Yeah, so there's two companies from New Bedford, and I'm not here. Oh my God, right. Pressure washing. But they're not from the area. That's weird because when I type the area, New Bedford, there's only on the map, there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 companies.
Mm-hmm. In that area.
I'm included in this area, but I don't see my, on the left side on the map, I don't see the name of my company.
Okay.
I see different companies, but not mine.
Right.
So, okay, yeah, there's my long, you know, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. Those companies are not even from Massachusetts. I mean, they're from Massachusetts, but not from where are they located? Like, literally, it's on the left side. When I hover at the top on the first one, yeah, Winning City is okay first. Bill Proper is okay. Bill Power Washing.
a wool service, pressure washing service, which is somewhere, but no one knows where it is. Do you see the same? Can you just go and type my pressure washing New Bedford, Massachusetts? So I'm here. Okay, I'm here. Maybe I should change the profile picture, huh? I'll maybe think about changing the profile picture later. The profile, what should be on the profile picture, honestly?
Just like your logo, maybe?
Just my logo?
Yeah. Okay, so what I see Willing City Pressure Washing, Bill's Power Washing, Submit Professional Services, A Wolf, Moss Boss, Coastal Power, Cleaning, Results. Yeah, I don't see you on here.
I'm somewhere below.
I do not see you.
Okay.
I see you. All the way at the bottom. Yep. Oh, no. That's not you. That's South Coast Precision Cleaning.
Well, I am. I'm surprised. Oh, I am. Now I'm going. I
see you at the
roof
bottom.
Washing.
Yeah. I see you all the way at the bottom.
Washing.
Mm-hmm.
When I type roof washing, okay, there's, of course, window cleaners. That of this is the Google Guarantee, the first. And then there's two sponsored, there's a Time to Shine, and there's Inexpensive Roof Washing, which is All Star Pros. I'm going to open them up and I'm going to look at them, but there's me at the third place below.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 So I'm visible. I'm visible. I'm
You're
visible.
Visible. You have an account. You. It's just making sure that, like, you're in the areas that you want to be populated for, but then it also, too, is making sure that you're there at that time of people popping up. And that's what we're going to help you with. Okay?
Okay.
So I did send you an email. You should have that. Do you have that in your inbox? I sent it to southcoastshinglesavers@gmail.com. It's going to come from Charlie Mollenkamp at localsplash.com. That's going to be me. I sent you all the breakdown of everything that's in there from the
yes.
249 month-to-month with everything else that we do for you on a month-to-month basis and making sure that you're secured with us. Now, I know, Jack, that you want to wait for the bank to see if you get that loan.
Mm-hmm.
We could always, if you do get that loan, we could always make that transition afterwards. Do you maybe want to secure it with the credit card that you have right now and then
because,
we can start working on this?
No, because my wallet is not in my car right now. I need to go to my car.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give me like 5 minutes or 3 minutes, I can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I can start, while you're walking over there, I can start to just ask you basic information here just to make sure that we have everything correct here. Like, what's your last name?
Sawicki, S-A-W-I-C-K-I.
S-A-W-I-C-K-I?
C-K-I, mm-hmm.
Okay. And then your Eastern time.
Yes.
And you're still located at the 974 Fountsea Corner Road? Is that correct?
Fountsea Corner, yes. Fountsea Corner, yes.
Okay. And then the business zip code is the 02747, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, while you're doing that, getting the card there, for the business number that you want them to call you, your customers, is it the 508-272-9703?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to make sure that I have to. And you have a website, which is good already. I want to make sure that gets...
I'm working on my website with my friend who's supposed to do
finished that website yesterday.
Okay.
But something happened and still not willing to.
Okay. Well, it's up and running though, so that's the good thing. So the changes that you make is always going to be like on the back end of that. So.
Yeah, it is, but it doesn't say anything about pressure washing. That's why I'm asking, because, you know, everything was too overwhelmed for me. I couldn't do myself everything. Like, I could, but, well, you know, when you're depressed and overwhelmed, everything you try to start, it's not going to work, and it's usually not working, and it's called the Murphy Law. Whatever it goes, whatever should go wrong, it will go wrong.
Yeah.
So this is what happened to me. Like, I'm literally one of these examples that I literally started doing lots of things at the same time to get this company going, and everything failed. I was like, geez, my computer failed. This one failed. That failed. I was like, oh, you know, and I was, what do people do when something goes literally south? Just grab the bottle of wine and drink it, right? So, you know, and then I was sitting on the computer with a bottle of wine, trying to make my website, trying to do this, trying to do that.
Yeah.
And I spent lots of money on everything, and then I was hoping that it's gonna work, and then it's not working, and then, you know, you feel even worse.
Right. I know where you feel. My dad went through the same thing. He had a business that was actually really good, went through a divorce, and the business just crashed to $0. We lost everything, house, cars, all that. So I definitely know where you're coming from. It's just going to take a little bit of time. And with this here, we're going to help you get back up on Google, make sure that those calls are coming directly into you, making sure that, you know, those customers can find you at that rate of them searching for you, right? But you'll always have my number here. So if you ever want to get a hold of me, my number from the email is at the bottom as well. Okay. So you always have that. I'm always available. So if I don't answer, please leave me a message. I will give you a call back. No problems about that. And within an hour or two. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Now, question here, Jack, because I know you want to target a lot of things with the pressure washing and the roofing. Do you want to target the pressure washing side? It's going to be pressure washing and soft washing as well?
Yes, because this is the one part of one business.
Okay. And then do you want to target the roofing side of it as well, too?
How are you going to do it?
Well, you have up to 15 to 20 key phrases. So if you want to do roofing, we can make sure that you're targeting roofing. So when people do look for roofers in your area, you can pop up and they can click to call you directly, and now you can start to talk to those people and bid the jobs at that point.
So you see, yes, with Google probably I will go, because I had literally bad experiences with Yelp about, I mean, not really bad experiences, but when I signed in to Yelp, I was probably paying like $15 a day. I don't really understand all those paid, okay, and those credits they gave me, because they told me they're going to charge me like $15 a day, and just a click, and then at the end of the day, I've realized that I'm responding to roofing requests, to change roof, to fix leaking roof,
okay.
And I call them and say, hey, I'm not paying for roofing because I'm not a roofer, okay? People don't read. They reach out to me.
Right.
Because they click on my ad that says that I do roof rejuvenation. Mm-hmm. It's not roof replacement. No, they don't read it probably. I said, I don't want to pay, you know, $30 or $20 per click for something that's not related to me, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So your best bet then is for us to do the power washing for you, and then you can start to get your foot in the door with those houses and the roof I can't even say it.
rejuvenation.
So that's going to be your best bet there. So we'll get you in the door there with the pressure washing side, and then you could always work your way up that ladder there with those customers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, with the listing here, Jack, how would you like to secure that first month payment? Would you like to use, I know you said you wanted to use a credit card, but does it just say Jack with your last name on there? Or how does the card read for your name?
Now I'm gonna, now because I still don't have my other card, I'm gonna use my personal card, okay?
Okay.
So if you really can't wait until it's like 5 p.m., because probably I'm going to call her again soon and ask, hey, what about that loan? I need money. I just, you know, the problem is I'm paying like how much? 27% interest rate on every transaction I made right now on my credit card.
Wow.
So
okay.
That's why I wanted to wait. That's why I need this, you know, the credit card just in. If I literally need it now for something.
Right.
That's why I'm saying, like, I really wish that we can do this, we can secure this transaction after I spoke with the bank, so I will know a little bit more than just, you know, using my another 250 on my credit card. So it's going to be another, you know, $1,000 on my 25 or 27% interest rate. So, you know, this is what I was doing. I was putting everything on my fucking, on my credit cards. And that's why I have like $40,000 in debt right now. And I literally $40,000 in debt right now, with 27 or 25% interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just because I put on radio commercials, Facebook, everything I put on it, Yelp, everything, I just paying $500, $500, $200. $500. It was like $5,000. It was like, and I paid $17,000 just to become a dealer, and they pay $1,000 to deliver me the product. So like $25,000 just here, just right $30,000 just to get going. You know, and that doesn't give me an elite. So like I spent all this money. I'm paying like $900 one card only monthly. And I have no leads, so, you know, and I have my mortgage, and I have my gas, and I do Uber, and Uber doesn't give you a lot of money. So, well, you know, I just literally, when someone is asking me to give me, hey, let's secure the payment, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, again, you know how I feel right now? So,
no,
yeah, I really wish we could wait until, like, yeah, I don't know, maybe, what time is it right now? 3 or 4, so I will know much more about my credit, so I don't know anything from the bank. So now I can say, okay, let's do it. I'm pretty sure I can do it. Well, so, but let me go ahead and check what's my balance of my card I'm going to use.
Okay.
Because this is going to be, let's see. You know, I got some notification about my balance. Oh my goodness, I'm afraid to even look at my bank account. Okay, I don't want to do this. I want to go to my accounts. Okay. Okay, so let's see. What's on here?
Cash credit available. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I'm gonna use my credit card. Wait, maybe I'm using my credit card. Maybe I'll use my business credit card, my business debit card to see how old I have on my business bank account.
Okay.
Where's my business account? All of you, okay. Nope, I can't do this with my business, unfortunately.
My business so if you're going to use the personal, I'm still going to send you the invoice in the business name, so you still have that as a business tax write-off at the end of the year as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so let's use my credit card, my personal credit card. Maybe.
Okay, on the personal credit card that you want to use for your name, how do you spell? Is it just Jack as your first name? J A C K.
J A C E K.
J A C E K. Okay, give me a sec. Okay. And then it just says your first and last name, no middle initial, right?
No middle, yes.
Okay. And the billing address, it's still the same as the 974?
Yes.
Okay. The payment of method you want to use for the credit card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express?
Visa.
Visa? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, Jack, I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
4400 6656 75 34 5472.
Okay. And then the expiration?
12/25.
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
980.
Okay. And I'm going to set up a security question for you. So that way we always know we're talking to you and nobody else. This security question is to verify that you're always talking to us as well. So it's a protection here. We don't sell or share any of your information, but when we do call you, Jack, this will unlock your account. So I have 3 questions for you. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
The city I was born in.
Okay, city. What's your city that you were born in?
I'm going to spell it because it's going to be complicated for you.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
It's B like Barbara,
mm-hmm.
A like Adam,
mm-hmm.
R like Robert,
mm-hmm.
L like Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
I like Irene,
mm-hmm.
N like Natalie,
mm-hmm.
E like Elliot,
mm-hmm.
And K like Christopher. It's called Barlinek.
Okay, and that's K
R L,
and that's K like kangaroo.
Yes.
Okay.
B A R L I N. E-K.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is just an added protection for you as well. This is going to be sent to you with your invoice in writing. This is the pricing structure that'll never move on you. And it's also an outline of the service agreement that we are going to do for you here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline that service agreement with Local/ and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
South Coast Shingle Savers.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jacek Sawicki, an owner.
Awesome. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?